When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Okay, everybody, I don't usually do this, but it's official Finch 93 here at New Jersey. I'm in America first time, and I am at FIFA World Cup. I hear going to be in New Jersey, and I'm here, official Finch. Hopefully we can find Splegada time, and
Hey, pal.
Oh, I think his security
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy, what are you doing over there?
Excuse me. 1 second, audience, please.
Let's go over here. Buddy, what's going on over here?
What are you doing? I'm here for the World Cup. World Cup?
Hey, pal.
Keep it moving.
What is going on with this guy?
I don't know. Where's his fucking ticket?
Buddy, let me tell you something. Look at your fucking Apple Watch.
I'm looking at my Apple Watch. It says FIFA World Cup is today. Splagada time.
No.
Splunga blingy blum
bro,
blum
bro, bro,
blum.
Whoa, Ortiz. Tell this guy to calm down before I get riled up.
Hey, can you shut the fuck up?
Splingity blum splum blum.
Buddy. Whoa. I'm going to stop you right there. The splingity bum bum bum, we don't do that in America.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't do that over here.
What the fuck are you saying?
All right? Take it easy.
Guys, it's me.
You're here for the World
Guys,
Cup.
Guys, it's official Finch 93, no?
This guy's trying to tell us he's official Finch 93.
He's a fucking cocksucker.
You're a fucking liar. If you're really official Finch 93, I want to see the BBW torso right now.
BBW torso, I leave in studio 368.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
I leave BBW torso in studio 368 where they shoot Victory Light podcast. And it's the biggest, spliggity, biggest podcast in the universe.
Liz, let's get in the car. We gotta go check this out.
All right.
We gotta head down to 368 and get the splagada.
A victory light.
Yo! Victory Light episode 23, the LeBron James episode. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a Mike hater. No, I'm not.
Me llamo LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Also, it's episode 24.
Yeah, that's what me and Hassan God, were just communicating. It's 20. We have episode 24.
This dumb motherfucker, man. Listen. Bitch, it's episode 24. God damn it. The Ken Griffey Jr. episode. I'm just going to start naming athletes. Yo.
We bad at numbers.
Don't worry about it. I got a 65 on my math regents.
No.
They didn't even let me in the bitch. They said, yo, get her out of here, bro.
We know what she about to do in here. Get her. Send her to writing class, bro. Listen, guys, I need you to explain something to me because I'm washed. It's a dollar in a wash jar. I got for last holidays, not this one, the one before, the Oculus fucking two, whatever. What is the fucking difference? So now Apple got one. Please explain to me what the fucking difference is. I seen videos that made it look like it's something different, but it just looks wild glitchy. like bro's trying to open windows, and it looks like Minority Report, where it's like this man floating windows in front of your face.
Or like, it looks like the inside of Iron Man's helmet.
Yes, exactly.
That's just, exactly what it looks like.
For real.
Yeah.
So is this shit just VR, or is it like?
No, I think it's more.
Is beyond.
It's AR, so it's not virtual reality, it's augmented reality.
Oh, shit, I thought they was just trying to gas me at the Cadillac. No. I was just like, they're like, yo, this Escalade has augmented reality camera. I was like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. I was like, knock 800 off that, bro. I don't need that. I don't need that shit. So, yo, the homie Casey Neistat, who happens to be our upstairs neighbor, threw one of these joints on and just did the worst thing imaginable, bro. Like, he's like, yo, you know what I'm going to do with these? I'm going to walk around New York City.
I'm gonna take the train, yo. With some fucking technology that has not even come out yet.
Yo, and you were saying, like, we used to get on the train and tuck everything.
Absolutely, bro. That was the rule. As soon as you get on the train, any jewelry, you tuck it. Your phone, you put it away. No headphones, eyes up.
Yo, and if you have a car, not so much as a fucking charger wire visible.
Exactly.
Yo,
nothing.
Nothing.
Now people go on with the goggles. They got the fucking AirPods. Bruh. Some motherfuckers be on there with the iPads. Like, bro, what New York?
Equipment.
Where are we?
What are we living in? Because, yo, bro, I remember specifically writing a full circle moment. Again, Victory Light. I wrote on the Victory Light blog. Yo, if you got it. And this is when they had iPods.
Nice.
iPods. Not iPhones, iPods. I say, yo, because they came with the white headphones and it was just like a very obvious, this is an iPod, iPhone headphone set. And I was like, yo, listen, take them shits, spray paint them motherfuckers black, and then get on the train with them shits on, bro, because you getting robbed.
Bags.
Like, when them shits first popped off, fam, I was just sitting on the L train like, doing the Birdman hand rub. Like,
a little story about how long ago this shit was. So I'm still like watching indie film directors go broke because like they still want theatrical releases. And we were reading Meryl's blog in the office and there was still an argument about who Meryl was, because this is back in the internet where Twitter wasn't really popping off. And if you were popping on Twitter, it was a real question as to whether or not you should show your face.
Yep.
Like your AV should be.
I remember
face.
That.
So when he wrote that shit in that blog post, I was like, oh no, this is a true New Yorker, because he said, if people see your white headphones, niggas will assassinate your whole everything. So I was like, that's a real New Yorker,
bro.
Right there.
They get you, bro.
That is a fucking fact.
You know what I'm saying? They skipping the motherfucker with the Kobe headphones. They don't want those.
Bro, not only the Casey video and like that we were talking about, not only is he on the train, he's on a train with no digital display.
Yo, thanks.
My son got on the D train.
The D train.
I don't even know if that's the actual train he got on, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Like the ones with it's like it's not the robot, it's not Siri telling you the next stop is 174th Street.
Or
it's fucking Julio being like,
this train's going express to fuck you, nigga. We not stopping at your motherfucking stop. Yeah, man. I'm gonna fuck, man.
Hey, where you? Hey, you listening in?
Hey, yo, you listening in the third car? Yeah, you right there, looking up at the speaker. Where you getting off? 149th. This train is making all local stops except 149, you bitch-ass motherfucker. You're not getting off on here. You're going to have to get off at Bedford. Go back, you bum-ass bitch. That's what you get for going to work late. You fucking trifling-ass hoe with your fucking, what is those, Birdman lugs on your feet? I'm about to get at you, boy.
You got the,
what is that? What is that? Is that a South Pole jacket? You can't even afford the North Face,
that's
buddy.
That's crazy. This nigga got on a boxing band.
Hey, yo, hold on. Hey, yo, Amari, you in the other car?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, come to car three. Get a look at this motherfucker.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hey, yo!
Yo, you feel me? Like, what is going on over
here,
look at
this fucking Peugeot, bro!
Look at this motherfucker,
yo.
Hey, yo, make sure you skip this motherfucker stop every day, yo.
Get off him.
We ain't never stopping at Brook.
Yeah.
Brook Ave is crazy.
Dog, can you imagine having one of the hardest fucking days in your life and getting cooked on a train like that?
Yeah.
He's sitting there sweating next to a Jamaican carpenter. That nigga just covered in plaster looking at like, my youths.
A Jamaican carpenter is nuts.
With the plumber. Yo, I see.
Oh my god.
Yo.
Jamaican carpenter is crazy,
yo,
bro.
That's fam.
If you had to do the demographics for the train, it's like, yo, Dominican phlebotomist,
yeah.
Jamaican carpenter, African salesman,
yeah.
Yeah, something, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And white kid going to Williamsburg that is very lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or fell asleep on a train.
Yeah, or a white kid going to Mashulu, so he has to, but he work in like Tribeca, so he gotta survive all the stops in between,
yes.
In between Canal Street, you know, and like,
motherfucker, yeah. You could smell the fear on him.
Yo,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never seen, I've seen Fight or Flight in real life. When I got on the train at Spring Street and this white dude got on, threw up, fell asleep, and took this shit all the way to Castle Hill. And then he got off at Castle Hill, off the train. I said, bro, just get off and walk across.
Yeah.
He got off the train and like went through like the turnstile.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't just go down and go, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just, let me just go back down. Nah. Man got off and like was wandering, meandering around Castle Hill or Westchester Ave. I was like, good luck.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm getting this Lincoln Town car with Audi Spendi.
Bro, I never forget, bro. Like one of my earliest like dates in my like adult life that I had to like actually like one of the first times that I like dressed up and like got ready to like actually meet a shorty, bro. I was like, oh, okay, I got some money now. Like I had tattooing, right? So like I'm like, all right, bet I got some pocket change. I still live with my parents, so I don't really have like bills like that, so this is all like spending money, right? So I get, you know what I mean, so I get a nice little number, nice little get up, you know what I mean? I get a nice little fit together, I get my cologne, you feel me? I get the Jean-Paul Gaultier, the fucking
shit with the torso,
the torso shit, you feel me? I get the striped Jean-Paul Gaultier
like
torso,
a true Dominican.
Right? I spray myself down, right? I got my shapey. This is back when I had a hairline.
Way back when.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? I get my little shapey, right? I'm smelling good, right, bro? I go to the 4 train, bro, and I'm like, hold on. I'm like, all right, let me go to the first car because there's hardly people there. Bro, why I get on the first car, the doors open, and I get a whiff. And I'm like, hold on. I just get the biggest, like it goes, dum, dum, and I walk in, and it's, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I walk in there, and all of Bronx science, all of Bronx High School science is eating open-faced halal food on the fucking 4 train right before my goddamn date.
Yo, I'm doing the Marcus Camby. Get the fuck out of here.
Ask me what I smelled like by the time I showed up to the date, bro.
Fam, you smelled like Yemeni armpits, bro, when you got there, dog. Like, you smelled absolutely bonkers. You was working the grill all day in a hoodie.
Yo.
Stickers working the grill in a North Face jacket.
I smelled like I was going, sure, all day.
Damn, bro.
He said, can't forget the bed.
Yeah, bro, what the
fuck? That is such a fucking L, because I know when you got there, she still smelled like the hint.
Yeah.
Cologne.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, oh, this dirty ass bitch just came from working all day. He just hit a sprint or two in a car.
Damn, bro.
Oh, you work at Banana King, nigga?
Nah,
like at Chappelle's Kid when he was walking down the street with the McDonald's. Like, Calvin, you bum ass. This nigga smells like
fries, bitch.
He said, nigga, you smell like falafel.
It was tragedy, bro. It was tragedy, man.
That's too funny. Speaking of Dave fucking Chappelle skits, did y'all see what's the Christmas singing bitch? Michael Bublé?
Oh, Michael Bublé? The Christmas singer? When you say Christmas singer, bitch, I mean, fam, like we playing fucking catchphrase. I said, Mariah Carey! Like it's fucking Family Feud.
Bro, I tell you, I know 4 white people by name. That's it. That's all I got for you.
And one of them's Eminem. You named 5 last week.
One of them's Eminem, you sick fuck.
I can't believe y'all, man.
You sick freak.
This cooking was listening to Eminem, bro. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Nick, the dead ass hit me with the, yeah, we thought she was almost all right.
Black History Month.
Yeah.
As well. I set you all up. Yeah.
Day one, Black History Month. She said Eminem's a goat.
I didn't say that.
Don't do that.
Trying to get me killed and beheaded out here, man. I have never said those words.
Yo.
Not in the last 5 years.
I'll have you know.
I'll have you know.
It's been at least 48 hours since I've said that.
Yo, Victor looks so disappointed just now.
He's like, damn.
You'll learn about somebody on the podcast. Eventually.
Yo, for real.
I'm just like, yo, I'm just watching this idol crumble in my eyes.
Damn. He said, "I thought I knew you."
Yo, it's not gonna. Yo, it's not your sleep paralysis demon is not gonna be Nikki. It's gonna be Fabulous.
Oh my god!
For saying that it's Eminem. It's gonna be Fabulous in the corner, like, "Can you be my baby? Can you be?"
You're like,
"Yo,
I can't move." He's like,
"What?
Nice."
Yeah,
bro.
He's like,
Don't get me started on the fabulous topic, man.
Oh, because he's God in Brooklyn. Like, he's the man.
But he also. Yo, she said one part.
Yo, what the
fuck? Oh, my God.
I'm gonna get jumped by every nigga in the Pelé ever. I'm gonna go do the show with Melo. He's gonna punch me in the neck.
Oh, I forgot about that. My fault.
You're seeing Joe tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yo. And Joe Budden.
Oh, no.
He's a guest on the fucking show. I can't.
Yo, drop this shit tonight.
I can't wait. He was like, yo, so I heard the Victory Light joint. You know what I'm saying? I heard
your little podcast you got over there at 368. It was cute.
Yeah, nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing out there, you know what I'm saying? Rainy, you know what I'm saying? They're coming up, you know what I'm saying? Doing the damn thing.
I don't know who them people are.
Well, yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense, Joe, because you, fam, like, you go through co-hosts, bro, like, hey. I go through fucking...
Yo, let's... Hold on,
manpower.
Let's let him show up first. Let's let you get those views, and then we flame broil him. Then we do that. Speaking of flame broiling...
Facts.
What is this Michael Bublé thing?
What is this? So this is a video of Michael Bublé and Will Arnett, two very famous Canadians, at the All-Star game for the NHL, which I didn't even know was going on. NHL, how at your fucking boy, man. Let's run these numbers up, man. Liz Bell, Mero, Rainey on Ice, yo.
So never heard of you,
yeah.
Call me?
Yeah. Word. Yo, your name don't ring bells. Keep banging. Yeah. How at your boy. You know what I'm saying? How at your boys. You know what I'm saying? We out here.
That's crazy.
So Mike Bublé, which shout out to you because you said his name right. I've been calling this nigga Mike Bubbly for the longest.
Mike Bubbly. I kind of fuck with that.
That's a rap name.
It sound like a good drink.
Mike Bubbly. Yeah.
That's a good stripper name. Mike Bubbly.
Ladies and gentlemen, come to the stage, Mike Bubbly. Do you know about fantasy sports and shit like that?
No.
I barely know about real sports,
I didn't want to assume, because then, you know what I mean? If I just start ripping to the mansplaining about fantasy sports. So it's basically like, it's men being...
Horny.
Boys.
Horny. Yeah. Horny.
Horny boys.
You got to be a little bit horny to participate in fantasy sports.
A little bit horny.
Really?
So you pick a team... That's made up of every motherfucker in the league, right? So, like, you do a draft. Me, you, Rainey do a draft. We pick our three teams. There's 15 motherfuckers on each team. And we just go, you go first, you go second, I go third, you go da da da, in order, until we got our 15 guys. The pool that you have to pick from is every professional player that plays. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, yo, this guy came out of college, I could draft him. You could draft anybody. So motherfuckers sit down and just, like... put mad thought and effort into, like, yo, like, this guy, like, I think he's gonna have a good year this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's mad extra. This Michael Bublé, who sings about, like, I love you and your toes in my mouth are the most wonderful thing.
Yep.
And he's sitting up there talking about, in the one league that I'm in third place, the FHL, and in my LLL league, where I take all my L's, I'm 0-8, and I'm 15th place, and he's just going on and on. You can tell that motherfucker's on drugs, B.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this shit popped up. Like, he didn't even have to say the shroom shit. I was like, that's shroom behavior, B, because I almost ate two caps before I came here, and I was like, nah,
and
don't
I love
do that, because you're going to be talking like a maniac.
I love Will Arnett, like, his immediate reaction to finding out that Michael Bublé just admitted to being on shrooms, like, is going wide-eyed, looking at his PR team and going, like, if I lose Lego Batman over this, I'm going to fucking kill all you guys.
Listen,
I swear to God, I'm going to kill all you guys and then my whole family and then myself. All right, I'm not...
All right.
If I lose Lego Batman over this, I fucking swear to God.
Let me tell you something. I'm backstage ripping heaters.
All right.
Losing my fucking mind, having a panic attack, because this guy's up there talking about he's on psilocybin.
And I'm on shrooms, too. I'm on shrooms, too. You think I shop?
I know how to handle my shit.
You think I do Lego Batman sober?
Come on.
Please.
Let's be real.
Please, come on.
Can I say, though, that I deadass missed this level of honesty? I wish we brought this back. Because it would explain a lot of fucking fucked up shit that we see. Or just shit that's just like, bro, what the fuck is wrong? I would much rather a whispering Nicki Minaj come out and be like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
I was off of 5 pills. Yo. I mixed them. I had a few cups of wine. I was fucked up. Yeah. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm better now.
Yeah. You know what it was? I took the Perkies. The doctor said don't drink on them. I drank on them.
Mm-hmm. I fucked up. You know, I did. I was wilding. I was changing my octaves on live. Yeah. I was doing too much. The song was released too quick.
Yeah.
It's all right, you know?
That's the most human response.
Is it my fault I got good vagina?
Yeah.
I would much rather motherfuckers be like, yo, I was fucked up, my fault, that wasn't like me. I'll do better next time.
That sounds like fucking, you know when you go on YouTube and it just says type beat? Yeah. And it'll be like fucking Nicki Minaj type beat? That sounded like Nicki Minaj type voice.
Yeah, that was great.
Is that you? Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yo, you sound like you're under duress, shorty. Yeah. You know what I mean? But this motherfucker got a beautiful voice, unless he's on shrooms, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Then they got to come save him with his gravelly voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fuck.
I like Michael Bublé, you know. He's
mad inocente, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't believe that. He's a white man.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
yeah, let's not be ridiculous. Yeah. Not on the fourth day of Black History.
Yeah,
right.
He's Canadian, though.
Yeah, right.
I ain't trying to hear that shit. That just means I need to do more research.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I just haven't found what I'm looking for.
There's more places to hide skeletons. big Canada is?
Yo, he's in Saskatoon. You know what I'm saying? That's where the bodies are buried. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that video of his son, I believe we covered that. That video of his son when he pulled up to the talent show and he just like parted the water of them children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, Michael's son is here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a little bubbly, nigga. Make room.
Yo, little bubbly is the hardest.
Move over.
The hardest rap name ever.
You could do something with that.
Lil Bubbly.
I'm fucking with it. I'm telling you. I'm fucking with the name.
We gonna workshop this shit right after these fucking commercials from this Bavarian cream company.
It's just the porno.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, it's Joe Pompliano here for the Victory Light Podcast, and I just want to make a great announcement, a special announcement here. The 2026 FIFA World Cup final will be played at MetLife Stadium right here in my home state of New Jersey. MetLife Stadium was chosen over SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, it's home of the queers, and AT&T Stadium in Dallas, where it's like, you know, they want to do their own thing and they want to be their own state, but, you know, it's a lot of Mexicans, I think, over there. What do you guys have to say about this?
Yeah. Yo, I don't know about that one.
That's Cliff, yo, yeah, nah. Because he would say that.
He hit him with the too many Mexicans over there.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, that was wild.
So listen, World Cup, you know what I'm saying? World Cup, every time I've seen a World Cup, it's been in like Brazil. You know what I mean? Like fucking, mm-hmm. The last one was what, Qatar?
Yeah.
Like Qatar, some like far flung location.
Yeah.
So, yo, listen, man, they're going to another far flung location. New Brunswick, bitch, New Jersey. They having the World Cup in New Jersey. Cause, fam, all right, look. The World Cup is like the world's game, right? Like, yeah. Soccer is like the world's game. The ratings are crazy. Do Americans fuck with soccer like that?
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
But I also want to point out that, the shit in Rio was like they was not happy about that shit at all. Like, I remember the shit in Rio because they were like, "Yo, don't come over here thinking shit is sweet."
Matter of fact, now that you said that shit, you reminded me of the funny shit ever. And nobody thought shit was sweet out there except fucking the swimmer motherfucker Ryan Lochte.
Yeah,
that had the gold grill.
And he
like kicked a hole in a bodega wall and like pissed on the shit, and then he got ran down on.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Yo, I'm American." And they were like, we don't give a fuck. So? They did the whole.
We could tell.
So what?
They hit him with the home. So what?
Yeah. They get that man jammed up forever.
Bro, I can't imagine getting ran down on to buy Le Funk. Like, imagine getting robbed.
So this shit can ask mad fast.
Yeah.
Listen. I'm a fan of twerking, you know what I'm saying? But I might be washed because like they shake their ass too fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you definitely getting old.
Yeah,
slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, slow down. Where's the fire?
Hold on, you're messing up my vertigo.
Whoa.
That is some old shit to say.
Listen, I'm all for throwing ass. But let's just do it in moderation. Okay?
Yo, Hassan, that's the episode title, Ass in Moderation. That's the episode title right there.
That is insane.
Okay, Buddha.
You know what I'm saying? All things in moderation.
Yeah.
Yo, but the MetLife, yo, the Italians are going to go crazy. I'm telling you right now. Team Italy, because Italy's always in a fucking World Cup.
They weren't in the last one.
They weren't?
No.
Oh, shit.
Lost to Sweden in the last chance to qualify. 1-0.
That is an embarrassing L.
Embarrassing. How you take out? Damn, they won this shit in 06. How you lose to Sweden, bro? Every time I hear the word Sweden, and I know I've said this shit before on this fucking show, I think of Tony Yayo because he talks about how G-Unit used to tour like everywhere. He said, London, Sweden, and Serbia. Like, the way he thinking said Serbia. I was like, bro. Like, he was trying to figure out how to pronounce it in real time.
Yeah.
So, every time I hear Sweden, I think of Tony Yayo. Shout out to Tony Yayo and Joe Pompliano. The World Cup in fucking New Jersey, bro. And first of all...
All I'm thinking about is the traffic, bro.
The traffic's gonna be insane.
Fuck us, man.
Fuck us, because the traffic is bad for a fucking Jets game, guys.
Yeah.
Okay? So, when France is playing Spain... You're not getting out of there, bro, unless you got a helicopter. I'm sorry to tell you, right? Let's all throw five and build a hotel right next to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right now, today.
That's a W.
Woo!
That's a super come up.
We're super coming up.
But this is how I know I'm ready to get the fuck up out of New York. Because all I'm thinking about is the traffic, and I'm thinking about how many bed bugs people going to bring into the city. That's all I'm thinking about, bro. And maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I got to put a dollar in the wash, dog.
Because, yo, somebody told me, and this is...
As she podcasts next to a space heater.
She's like, nah, I got to keep these knees warm, nigga. Crazy? Yo. Just in case I got to hit some Megan Thee Stallion shit. I'm going to
a
party
later. My ass. My old ass is really in here with a space heater.
Oh, directly on the knees.
Directly on the knees, yeah. You got to
keep them loose.
You got to warm up.
What happens is there's guys, I'm trying to, guys, be serious here. What happens is there's this water in your knee. You don't get it twice. You understand what I'm telling? Mero, this is serious, man. What's your problem, listen, man? I'm trying to tell you about my knees here.
I understand. I too played Operation.
Well, what I'm saying is, you get the water, you don't get it again. Liz, I don't blame you, hun. All right, keep your space heater. All right,
keep
your knee water warm, because you don't get any more of it. You get it one time in your life. You know, you're born with all the knee water you're gonna have.
That's it.
You don't get any more knee water.
You can't buy it either.
So no, you can't
Man,
buy it.
Just let me be a cold hoe in peace, please. Thank you.
Nah, you know what?
I thought a hoe never got cold.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Cardi B. Please do not send your henchman. Give me an hour.
She gonna send her henchman. It's your cousin.
He just did a Spider-Man shit.
You like,
yo, not you, Reggie. Yo.
Holy fuck.
Shout out to Jubeki. Shout out to Jeronima. You know what I'm saying?
Jeronima
is nuts. Wow.
Anybody named Jubeki's got good pussy.
Amazing pussy, bro. Amazing.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you know.
Hypothetically.
Shout out to Juby. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Juby. Juby. Now you give out a nickname.
After him, I was just like, yo. First it was Juby. Now after him, I was like, yo, Juby. Juby, mommy, man.
Tú sabes por qué la llaman Juby?
Yeah, because she's sweet like a jujube.
Es por la lluvia.
Es por la lluvia.
No para de llover.
Tu beso frío como la lluvia. Lluvia. What is going on? Yo, so the World Cup is in New Jersey. It's usually somewhere like mad cool and fancy. Now it's in New Jersey. Look at this drone shot, bro. It's a fucking stadium surrounded by dirt. The American Dream Mall is all the way in the back with like a SpongeBob waving like capitalism.
You want to
like,
make some money? Let's learn how to make bagels, bro.
Yo.
Let's learn how to make bagels from scratch instead of cans. Oh,
croissant. You know what I'm saying? Find out when France is playing, be like, we have croissant.
Or we set up a, what's that festival called? Not Burning Man, the other one. Like Burning Man, but like for people that shower. What is that one?
Firefest.
The one with tents and shit.
Coachella.
That nigga don't shower, bro.
Let's set up.
They lied to you, Jack. They lied to you, Jack. They don't shower. They out there taking Molly, hugging each other.
Imagine hand like, yo, is that what that smell was?
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah.
So, anyway, Coachella next to MetLife Stadium.
Yo.
We're making bank, guys.
Yo, 100%. 100%.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, on a sports tip. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Victor can speak to this. This is turf, which is not good for playing soccer, bro. Niggas are going to get hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So like, what's the, as opposed to what? Like
as opposed to like grass, like real, like natural grass, dirt. Cause like it gives and it like, you know, rips up and shit. Turf is like a little more like less forgiving. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, it's hard.
Yeah.
When you fall in that shit, it's like falling on the floor.
Let's try grabber. Let's just fill the field with grabber.
A football field of grabber is crazy.
Yo, you know what?
Let's try something new.
A lot of these dudes are like from South America, and the whole dream is like it's kind of like DR in baseball. Like you play in your local national league, and you get scouted, then you go to Europe. And in South America, shit's not really popping like that, especially in places like Brazil, Rio. Like Neymar grew up poor, Vinicius grew up poor, Casemiro grew up poor. Yeah. They might be with the shits to be like, all right, let's separate the boys from the men.
Yeah. Yo,
those sickos might actually be with it.
Put grabber and light it. Yeah. And then, yeah. Before we kick the
let's
ball.
Really turn this bitch
that
out.
That shit will look like the California Love video.
She went like Mad Max in that motherfucker.
Oh my God, yo. Bro.
Nah, this shit is nuts. So I read even further. They're not keeping the turf.
Yeah.
They're gonna rip it up, put grass in, then rip it up again and put the turf back. I'm like, why don't you just leave the grass?
It's a requirement for the World Cup. So they don't let they don't let their men play on turf. The women, that's fine.
Damn.
And that's not a joke.
That's crazy.
What's that about? Anybody want to explain that one to me?
Let's get it, Liz.
I feel like you know the answer to that. They play in cement. I saw them playing in the Lehman High School fucking backyard for the title. It's crazy, B. Shut the Mega Rapino, man. God damn it.
What the fuck does that mean? Why we don't get the fresh grass,
they
bro?
They don't go. But honestly, I'm with you. Because I was going to call it soccer. Football.
So you boycotting with me?
Football. Yeah.
You're a bitch.
Nah, I'm going to just bet the early rounds. You know what I'm saying? See if Morocco gets another upset.
Just going to go all over there, scope the scenery out, make sure they're not plotting on me.
Yeah. But nah, I feel like I got to go because it's here now. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got to fly nowhere. Like, you know.
You got to make sure they check in, too.
And the victim just looked at me like, nigga, you ain't getting them tickets.
Yeah, you better. And if you do get them, you better go in a fucking hazmat suit, man.
Yo, straight up.
You know what I mean?
Straight up. I'm not going nowhere near any of that shit because is all Saudi money.
Nah, that shit is all designer bed bugs. That's what that is.
Bed bugs would be like,
bed bugs would be like, pasa la juca, coño.
Yeah, loco, la juca. And then the bed bug is like, splaga the splaga.
Yeah.
Splaga the blink.
Yeah.
Yo, like, nah, I got the splaga the blink bed bug. B, what the fuck, yo, man? Goddamn. Yo. Nah, man. Listen, I respect soccer.
Yo, that's the closest we'll ever get to like a fucking Visine commercial, Mero.
I respect soccer. And now here's Clear Eye. Yo, did you smoke too much Zyme? Try Clear Eyes so your mom doesn't whoop your ass when you walk in the house. Yo, fam. So now they had a choice. Because, yo, not fuck Dallas, because I know cool people in Dallas, but fuck Greg Abbott in Texas. They should have never got this shit anyway. And then the other one, it was in L.A., bro. L.A. is full of bozos, man.
I mean, New Jersey not that far off.
New Jersey's
not that far off in the bozo ratio.
You know what? I'll give you that, but they're working class bozos.
That's true. Yeah.
All right.
That's true. Working
that
class
actually
bozos.
Make a lot of sense.
They're unionized bozos.
Unionized
that's the
bozos.
Difference.
Yeah. They're Teamster bozos.
Yeah.
In LA, they're just like, hey, you know what? Listen.
You got to hit them with the listen.
I know that I owe $500,000 in student loans for my art school, but I have a line of candles coming out. It's gonna really change everything. And I'm just looking at you like, bro, you're not even on cocaine. That's the bad part.
Yeah, that's literally just white privilege.
That's just you just
coast.
Yo, but like, I got a question, and it relates to this, but it's also a topic Liz brought up. How many passport bros do you think are gonna come up off of this joint and feel like they don't have to travel to get, you know?
Oh,
what I mean?
They're in for the shock of their life.
Yeah. No,
you know
it's
what?
Gonna be,
I think it's gonna be like inverted because the passport bros, they go to Colombia, DR, and they're like, yo, shorty, what'd you have for breakfast? Bread and water? All right, come with me.
Yeah.
They over there, they're going to be, listen, this is going to be a different type of South American shorty up there.
Exactly. Yeah.
She's going to have a pooch with a little spoon, bro. She's going to be like, yo, where's my, she's going to be on the jumbotron like, yo. Like yo, straight Maradona flow.
This might
like,
be, the passport doñas might pull up.
Right.
Actually.
Facts. Yeah.
And please do not be fucking surprised. These bitches got money.
Yo.
Okay. They not sitting for your $200.
What?
You trying to flex on them with a fucking Nike tech.
What?
That's not happening.
Nah, my shit clean though. You know what I mean? I just got it, bro. They don't even got this color, yo.
Your
That's
shit ran through.
Fake.
Your big brother gave you that one. We saw it. It's a hand-me-down.
I saw it. You kept that shit off Mamadou on Canal.
Yo, you was at Champs at Bay Plaza. I seen you.
I see you.
Yeah.
Scouring the clearance rack, B.
Yeah, man.
But it would be interesting to see that dynamic.
Yo.
Because that's the only thing that switches is the power dynamic.
Yep.
All it switches is once you take a flight, now your currency is a little bit higher than it was over there.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're not a broke bitch. Now you're just a bitch.
Yeah, that's a fact, bro.
Yeah.
And we talk about Venezuela, Guyana got oil now. Their money about to go up.
Yep.
So now it's about to be a lot of motherfuckers, Sanky Panky, flying to Guyana. You know what I'm saying? Trying to marry a shorty with a gold tooth.
And I tell you what, Guyanese bitches is not going for it.
Not at
they
all.
They will stab you in the chest.
You mother scunt.
Holy fuck.
I love Guyanese bitches, though, honestly. They remind me of Jamaicans and Dominicans. It's like,
it's a hybrid,
it's
bro.
Like, you get the kind of woman, you, whoever you are, if you a vile bitch ass man, you're gonna get a terrible woman who is verbally just lashing out on you every single fucking day. Now, if you are, if you do what you gotta do, you're gonna get the papi mi amor, el amor de mi vida. You're gonna have your a warm cup of coffee. It's never gonna burn your lips.
No, never.
You'll never have to look for nothing. Your socks is gonna be warmed out. Ass out the shower, you got a warm towel,
bro. Crazy.
But that's you know
the mango smooth.
That's reserved.
Yeah, that's reserved.
It's
yeah.
not sitting there like
for the higher ups.
Eche el agua, coño, mama huevazo.
Apágame el agua, coño, que aquí tú no pagas nada. You don't pay no motherfucking bills over here, bitch. Brush turn that hot water off.
Yeah. What's that video? The old lady with like. She gives somebody the plate and he complains about it or something and she goes, pues no coma nada.
I've seen that as an older lady from
yo,
DR.
I'm telling you, like, yo, you could never tell, yo, because Dominican titties, bro, they got like the refrain, a little phrase for everything, bro.
Packs.
Like, I remember my aunt, because I'm coming from school and be like, yo, titi, I'm hungry, yo. And she's like, ah, tú tienes hambre. Ahí se la pata y lambe. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck does that mean? Like,
yeah.
And then I was like,
lift your leg
lift
up.
Lift my leg up and lick. Eat my ass, bro? You telling me to eat my, I'm seven.
Yo, wait, one of my favorite sayings is
hambre?
Like.
Hambre, come el hambre?
Yeah, like,
yo,
that was a big
wise,
one.
Motherfucker?
Yo, one of my favorite sayings is you ask one of your parents for something, like to buy you something, and they go, ¿y con qué tú quieres que yo lo compre? Con los pelos de Toto.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yo,
for
non-Spanish speaking listeners, it's when you ask if you're Dominican or you're Spanish or Puerto Rican, whatever, but mainly Dominicans say this, but when you ask them to buy you something, and then they go, and with what do you want me to buy it for you with? With the hairs on my pussy?
Do you know how crazy it is for you to say that to a 10-year-old, bro?
Your Dominican parents using pubic hair as currency is fucking nuts.
Bro, your mother would say that to you at 9 years old.
9 years old, dog? Picking you up from daycare.
Yeah. Holy shit. Picking you up from summer day camp. Picking you up from Children's Aid Society.
From Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
Yo, she's picking you up from Yubanki House, nigga.
Yeah.
Who running a daycare, but the only reason it's a daycare is because it says Yubanki's daycare on the front in paint markers.
It's a money laundering scheme.
Yes.
It's a bodega. Yeah. She braid hair out that bitch,
come
too.
Come on, bro. Her boyfriend got 16 bricks in the back.
Yep. Like, yo, she paying, yo, she picking you up at 11 p.m. after her shift at Caridad.
And she's like, yo, huye, que yo tengo que ir para estarle.
Yeah.
Para estarle.
Oh, my God. Yo. And then after that, they go to the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
In Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Yo, but you know what's crazy? I just thought of this. Every other country is like, we love soccer. We love soccer. So it's full of like fans.
Yeah.
This shit is going to be full of like motherfuckers that just want to flex.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's going to be like at least 50 like credit card scammers in there.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you're going to look and you're going to be like, yo, what the fuck is fucking, yo, what, that's Jose, nigga, from
180? Yeah,
bro,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Jose from 197, bro.
How much you want to bet Fab going to have a skybox?
Bro,
what are you that bitch?
Fab gonna have a skybox. Chris Brown is gonna be somewhere.
Yep. Yo, facts.
Just somewhere in the vicinity.
Doing cartwheels across
the
field.
Doing cartwheels across the field and shit.
Joe Budden gonna be in somebody's bathroom arguing. Arguing with somebody.
He's like, Neymar, you never seen Messi. I don't want to hear you talk for 20 minutes. Pele, stop the goal! Like, yo, relax, dog. Fuck, bro. Listen. I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all two things. I just saw something on the screen that fucked me up. This morning, I
woke up. Is it the word Toto?
That's the
trending at this moment.
Which is Toto Wolf. You know what I'm saying? F1. You know what I mean? Whatever. I think he got let go. He got let go by Mercedes? Is quiet for him?
No.
He did some grimy shit?
No.
Wait, it might be the, is it not the toilets?
No.
Like Toto toilets?
It's the team principal for Mercedes, the Mercedes AMG Patronus F1 Formula Team. They let the greatest F1 driver ever fucking fight me.
Lewis Hamilton
go to Ferrari. And F1's crazy because it'd be like, yo, like imagine I would be like, yo, I'm leaving for the Joe Budden podcast, but I'm going to stay for the rest of the year.
Damn.
Yo.
And you still owe me $30 million.
Yeah. I'll be like,
But I'm gonna do my best though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's holding the whole 2024. I owe you 30 back.
I'll be like, hey, listen, man.
But bruh,
you got a deal over
oh
there.
Oh my God.
Bruh, imagine racing 20, like three times, 24 times a year and getting paid 100 million euro.
Euro.
Not dollars.
Euro.
Yeah. Euro. But anyway, yeah, that's why Toto's coming out.
Yeah, Tata.
Damn.
Yo.
And we interviewed Lewis here. Yeah, hey, shout to Lewis.
Shout to Lewis. Can y'all come through, my guy? Let's play Call of Duty.
Call of Duty?
Call of Duty, mate. The other thing that fucked me up was talking about Button, him getting so mad. And I was like, bro, I don't remember the last time I got that mad, bro. Like, I got like 2 hours of sleep last night. And this morning, my daughter came in the room with all the lights off, and she like does like gymnastics and shit. She ran from all the way on the end of the room and did like a hand spring and landed directly on my dick.
Oh, no.
And that's
fuck,
how I woke
man.
Up. That's how I woke
damn.
Up.
Damn.
That's
you were
how
sleeping?
I woke up. I was dead asleep. And I still did not get as mad as Joe Budden did got mad at this nigga for I don't know what. Yeah. No face popped out my nigga. I just said, ah, shit. And then I was like, oh, I love you, baby.
Damn, bro.
But I don't want to see Joe doing that either. Like, ah, oh, shit, I love you, baby. And then, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Handspring directly on your dick. Oh, Joe, oh, it's never mind, bro. It's you.
It's cool, baby.
It's you. It's us.
Queen's flip doing a front flip onto Joe.
Yeah. Queen's flip just going to be like, yo, stop talking like that. Stop talking like that because you know I'm going to get at you.
Yo, come on. I'm going to get at you.
No, that's cap. That's cap. That's cap.
That's crazy.
That's cap, yo.
Yo, that's crazy because y'all be talking like that all day. And then, you know what I mean? And I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let you live.
No, you're too good at that. I'm laughing. I was just watching the video yesterday. You bodied that.
Yo, I swear to God, bro. Oh, my God, dog.
It's Lizbelle Ortiz, La Matatana, your favorite godmother, your favorite plus-size mermaid. Listen to these ads real fast. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Well, this past Sunday, the Grammys happened. I don't know if you're 65 plus, you know. We're here to inform you because, you know, we're for the youth, them. But, yo, a lot of shit went down, and the girls are fighting. Ice Spice confirms fan theories on her track, You Think You the Shit, You Not Even a Fart, was aimed at Latto. After being asked if it's the lead singer to her album, she said, I put it out because bitches was being funny that day. Like, why am I in the background of your little weak-ass snippet?
Yeah, like, please get into this, Liz.
Like... Is this so what I want to know is, because yo, is it possible that this is like misinterpretation, or and Latto was just like, yo, I'm vibing to Ice Spice in the background, like, shout out to you, you know what I mean? Or is it like, yo, whatever she's saying in that snippet, it's like, bitch, you whack, and then zoom in on the TV? Because, like, I feel like the TV is just kind of like in the background.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when I watched it, I didn't think nothing of it. Especially because Lotto has like publicly shown that she likes Ice Spice in the past. I never assumed that it was about her, but I love me a little rap beef. I'm a little messy bitch.
Yeah. You definitely was watching URL and shit, bro.
Hell yeah, yeah. Bro. What?
She said,
Don DeMarco, DeMarco.
I was on URL TV. Hell yeah.
Remember, like, you remember, this could all very well be, like, fueled by, like, Reddit and, like, yeah. Lipstick Alley
oh,
type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Bro, remember when the show ended and I was like, yo, just want, shout out to Meryl for the opportunity, whatever. And then Reddit was like, he must be shading the other guy.
Bro,
and it's like, bro,
that's what Reddit does, bro.
That's not what happened at all.
With everything.
Yeah.
So with this, it's like, is it that? You know what I'm saying? That's my question to you. It's like, is it that? Because
honestly,
she Iceman just jumped out the window. She was she was like, yo, fuck you, bitch. Like, she said, yo, weak ass snippet.
Yeah. Which is crazy, bro, because I really do think that Lotto could out rap Spice.
Oh, she's a
by
she's a
long
rapper.
Shot. I love them both, but I don't think that they was really like I don't think Lotto meant nothing by it.
You know what I'm saying?
But who knows? Maybe Ice Spice knows some shit that I don't.
Yeah, I mean,
all I'm saying is
maybe they're on Raya.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Raya is like the celebrity dating app. Like, you got to be a celebrity to get on that shit, apparently.
I really do think that it's fueled by Stan Wars. I feel like you see shit like this, and then fans, well, not fans, stans. Because it's like people who literally try to just find little fucking air bubbles in something and just fuel all kinds of shit. That's what started the whole Nicki and Cardi shit.
Yo.
Well, it was fueled by that. I wouldn't say that it started it, but it was fueled by it. And this is the same thing. This is being fueled by a lot of like internet pages.
That shit is crazy because, like, yo, like you said, Lotto be rapping her ass off, bro. And I'm obligated as a Bronx resident to cape for Ice Spice.
Right.
But I'm just like, damn, bro. Like, I'm on some you shit. Like, I want to hear the Don DeMarco. Like, them, you know what I'm saying? Them going at each other, but on some, like, on wax. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to see y'all pulling each other's hair at the Met Gala.
Nah,
you
right.
know what I mean? Like, I want to keep it on wax.
Nah, because I'm going to get my Queen's Flip shit, yo. Yo, leave Ice Spice alone, yo. Yo, Lotto.
Yo, not too much Ice Spice, yo.
Lotto, no, not too much Ice Spice. Because I'll fuck around and get at you. You know what I mean? Because if you want to take it there, we can take it there. I'll really give it to you.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm just scared about you.
I do. Nah, don't touch me.
Brady, you deserve a fucking award for that. That's crazy. One thing I do want to say is that I hate when people see bitches fighting and be like, oh, what happened to female empowerment? What happened to feminism? Bro, first of all, fuck that. If I don't like a bitch, fuck you.
Yo.
It don't mean you don't deserve rights. It don't mean you don't deserve to be respected. It just mean I don't fuck with your bitch ass.
With you, bro.
And I'm a strong believer in the let bitches fight regime.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay, just
yeah, yeah.
I think that it is a new level of feminism to let these bitches fight in peace, actually.
It's equality, B.
Also, absolutely. Like, what happened to feminism? See, what happened to all that? Well, what that got to do with me?
You ever meet a man and just be like, yo, your whole shit corny. You just whack to me. Your whole style is whack. Your personality trash. Your bitch is she not it. You not doing what God wanted you to do.
Yeah.
With
yeah. His gear, whack. His jewelry, whack. His foot stance, whack. The way that he talks, whack.
You see? Yeah, you ever meet somebody, you just like, yo, no me cae bien. I'm not fucking with your vibe.
Facts.
Women have the same thing. It can't always be women empowerment.
And you said it, bro. And like, talk about God's plan. Like, God, yo, God had a plan. God's up there listening to God's plan. Like, nigga, this ain't what I wanted you to do, bro.
Yo.
Bro, you security at CVS, nigga?
Oh, my God.
Like, nah,
bro,
sometimes.
You went to school, nigga?
I get it. Sometimes you got to work security at CVS. You got to be there. Because guess what? One day, I was just a bitch at Major World, bro.
And now look at me. Victory like
shining. I was a security guard at CVS one time, too, but I needed to steal Similac. That's the only time I took the job.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, it was there for a week and I was out.
You know what it is, baby. Steal from big corporations.
That's right.
Only.
Robin Hood
only
shit.
Steal,
you know,
from
mean?
Big corporations.
It's mad noble. I kept telling people, yo, Meryl, you be boosting, bro. That's crazy, man. You too old for that shit, nigga. No. I take the fucking Diesel jeans and I go bring them to fucking Portobello on Fordham. And I sell them for 15 a pop.
Oh my God.
You know
God,
what I'm saying? Man. And then they mark them up. And you get your Diesel jeans $50. You'd be thinking they fake the official because your boy Merrill made it happen for you.
Look, you a world changer, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You do what the people, what others can't.
Yo, let me tell you something. There's a kid right now that's mad fucking strong. About to go to college and play basketball. He been dunking all over everybody. Why? Because he got the Similac with the iron in it. Mm-hmm. The Tri-Visol shit, nigga.
That's a fact.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You know what I mean?
From Robin Hood, but Dominican. Rubencito Hood.
Ruben Capucho.
Yeah.
Ruben and Capuchao.
Yeah.
Yo. So, you know, it's a little drama. You know what I'm saying? A little musical drama. But there's a lot of musical drama because the Grammys happened. And if you're 95 years old, you sat there and you watched the whole thing. I'm not. We not. We out here chilling, you know what I'm saying, Sunday night, putting his eye in the air. But there was some big winners, you know what I'm saying? And then, album of the year was won by Tay-Tay. You know what
of
I'm
course.
Saying? Taylor Smith. Taylor Smith. I call it Taylor Smith.
Yo, don't say that name too loud, bro. Yo, you don't want Will Smith to pop up and smack the dog shit out you. What?
Yo, Taylor Smith is the quarterback for the Lehman Lightning right now, bro. CUNY Football League.
Jesus
Yo,
Christ.
Taylor Swift won Album of the Year. No surprise there. Jay-Z has some words, man. He had a little speech up there. He's like, some of y'all don't even deserve to be in the category. I have a little anxiety. When I get anxious, I tell the truth. Some of y'all shit is very mid. He went up there with the Basquiat dreads, with the Basquiat locks thing, and said all that shit. With Blue Ivy holding his hand, bro. Beautiful things. But the fucking Grammys, bro, do the Grammys even matter anymore, dog?
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't think they do. You I think in a landscape... As somebody who, you know what I mean, I make music and shit. So, like, I think as a...
Oh, yeah, he's just called us poor as fuck.
Yeah, he's like, yo, you niggas, listen.
Non-creative
I'm an artist.
Dirtbag.
That's crazy.
As an artist.
I know,
as someone who produces.
Sorry. Nah, because y'all...
Nah, I don't do what I produce, but I also layer my own vocals.
Because if y'all want me to get at y'all, I could get at y'all. All right?
Randy, if you talk about your music career, move right away.
I'm just saying, as somebody who's, like, who makes music, too, like, this shit, like... Bro, this shit is all a joke, man. Like, it's all the, like, it doesn't matter the quality of the product. It's just who has the bigger fucking stan base. And then the stan base generates more numbers. The numbers get back to the academy. The academy decides that you're good because you must be because a million fucking people are listening to you, despite the quality of the fucking content not matching up with the numbers that it reflects. That so fuck the Grammys, bro.
Woo!
Yeah, motherfuckers love to play. Nah, neck is now about to get at y'all. Not you two specifically. I mean, general public. Motherfuckers love acting like I don't know what the fuck I be talking about. But now I'm in my bag for real. Fuck the Grammys, bro. It'd be cool to get one. I'm just saying.
There we go. I was waiting for that one, nigga.
You gotta see the visual of him tucking his chest.
It'd be cool if I got one. But honestly, bro, like, I just, like, award shows in general be like, I'm just like, man, like, this shit is, it's like, it feels like TV. Like, media in general, be like, the shit is different now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers are doing different shit. So, like, I don't know, man. Like, they got to add categories. Like, yo, best SoundCloud joint of the year.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know what I mean? But, yo, listen. If you're out there and you make your music, call Randy. Don't call us, because we not artists. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what the fuck we talking about.
Oh, my God.
Yo, but now it's time for the money.
Merle just killed my rapping career.
No, you good. You got way too many hours at URL, bro, to go to waste.
You imagine?
You got boss. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is kind of wild. Merrill Mailbag. It's time for the Merrill Mailbag, and they get darker every week.
The economy's fine.
Yo, guess $8 a gallon. It's fine. We're cool. Lime a bean asks, my close friend stole my medication. How should I handle this?
Wow.
So a close friend of mine who I'd see every weekend stole my husband and I's medications. We noticed a huge portion was missing from our bottles. She's the only one who has been in my house since, probably last summer. Damn, parties must be trash. She initially asked for a medication, but I said no, and it was my husband's. I only left her alone for a brief period when I went to the bathroom. We also just got our medication filled before the incident. Should I cut her off completely or what? Bitch!
What?
Yes, cut her off completely. You dealing with a head, bro? Like, what the fuck you mean? Like, you re up, bro? She's just gonna go through your shit. That's I'll do that. I'm going to stick it.
What do you mean?
I'm going to your medicine. Motherfucker, you got Percocet in your medicine cabinet? I'm taking that shit. Fuck?
Now we know not to let you in the crib.
Yeah,
bro.
Bro. Like, that's crazy. That's head behavior, bro. Like, nah, that's not your homie, dog. If it's like, yo, fam, because this is not, when you say medication, Shorty did not steal your insulin, okay? You know what I mean? She stole your fucking Zans, your Percs, you know what I mean? Your Oxy, something. Yeah. Something fun. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it is, bro. So fuck out of here. That's my take. Fuck out of here. You got to cut it off completely. Because if you don't, and then they're like, my fault. I didn't mean to go in your crib. You know what I'm saying, Liz? I apologize. I didn't mean to go in your medicine cabinet. But, yo, I really got to go bathroom. You.
What, bitch?
Yeah. I ain't going to bathroom. Like, this shouldn't have happened. These motherfuckers apologize and keep it pushing. Like,
you go in that bathroom, you not coming out. Nah. You not coming out.
Nah, that's East Tremont Merrill talking. I think that's East Tremont Merrill.
1,000%.
That's had to deal with, yo, I got this Game Boy Color here. Come on, it's got, wait, what's it got in here? It's got Batman, the Tim Burton one,
It got Spyro the Dragon.
Yeah, so allow me, Lima Bean, to give you a more compassionate answer. Your friend is clearly going through something, or they trying to, you know what I mean? Or they trying to come up off you and then move that shit at a later date. It's up to you to figure out what the fuck is going on, actually. Because if your friend going through something, then like you should, and they're your friend for real, like you should probably talk to them about it. I don't know. I just don't see, like, obviously, like, the safest thing to do is what Mero said, would be to cut Shorty off completely. But, you know, coming from a more compassionate place than that, I just think, like, you should probably have that conversation and be like, yo, you're the only one who's been here.
Yo, let me ask you
I knew it was you.
Yo, you ate my perkies?
Yeah. And that's all it takes, bro. That's it. You know, Liz, what you think?
I'm going to beat the shit out that bitch. And this is why I think you should too. Because whether you stealing from me or you trying to just re-up and resell the shit and just make it come up, you stealing my medication, bitch. I am in pain. As somebody who was injured in a car accident.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And is in actual pain and going through pain.
No. That's someone who suffered pain and needed law.
I needed law, okay? I suffered pain. I needed law. Law got me medication and you stole it from me.
Yo, I got to beat your ass. I gotta fuck you up.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm gonna fuck you up, bro. Nah, but on a realistic note, I wouldn't. I would just tell her, yo, bro, what the fuck going on? Because not only are you addicted to shit, but now you can't even afford your addiction, so your shit is that was slashing onto my life.
Yeah,
what we doing?
Yeah, now you fucking my flow up, yo. You know what I'm saying? And you know what's gonna fuck the flow up? When Chet Hanks with a fucking Grammy beat, Victory Lab episode 24, and I'm gonna suck my fucking dick.
Let's go, baby. Fuck the Grammys. It'd be cool if I get one, though.
Yeah.
A victory light.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.